Well, good morning and welcome back to Financing Your Future. This is John Schaff, Senior Vice President Investments of the Schaff Tally Investment Group of Raymond James. And it happens to be conveniently located in the beautiful Bellevue Park Corporate Center at 200 Bellevue Parkway, Suite 425 here in Wilmington at 19809. And we've been there for a long time, over actually 27 years now we've been there. So welcome. It's good to have you back this morning. A lot of things going on here this past week. As the weather's been a little bit cooler, I bet you've put a jacket on or two, haven't you? Maybe even turned the heat on in the house. Or as Jay and I were talking about, did you get a chance to watch the early snow this year? I was talking to my sister in Oklahoma, and she says there's an old wives' tale out there. Is whatever day the snow comes on is how many snow days you're going to have for the rest of the year. So out in Oklahoma, they're expecting something like 25 more snow days, okay? So I don't know if that's going to apply for us or not. But it was nice. It was pretty. But it's a little early, right? We don't need to have that yet. It's just too cool for this time of year. Let's ease into it. You know, we're just now starting to get ready for Thanksgiving coming up here in a couple of weeks. And I'm sure we would like it to be cool, but not a white Thanksgiving, right? Let's just hope that we have a nice, cooler Thanksgiving time. So again, I'm hoping that you're on your way to your house of worship this morning, or perhaps you've already been. I know many of you do go early, so you've already been. Maybe on your way back home and have some time together as a family, or you're going to have a lunch together, or even this afternoon, football. We'll have a chance to watch a little football, and of course the Eagles were off last week, and this week they're playing a pretty tough group, so we'll see. They're on the way, and so hopefully you'll have time to some rest today, and it is the Lord's Day, and it is a day we need to rest and rejuvenate and be able to get ready for the upcoming week. So again, I'm so glad to have you with me this morning. By the way, Raymond James is a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC, just to put that in there for you. And another thing I wanted to remind you of, too, is if you had an opportunity to listen to some of the programs in the past and you'd like to get a copy of some of it, or perhaps you'd like to even come in and visit with us, go over some your portfolios, or maybe you've got some questions on some of the things that some retirement questions you may have, or just in some investment questions in general, you'd like to sit out with us, then certainly give us a call at 302-798-9113. And if you're out of the area, it's 800-225-8043. And again, I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you that we do have a webpage, a pretty nice webpage, I might add. It's got our photos on it, our bios, and some history about us, and some different websites that you can access through our webpage. So certainly take a look at it. It's under schafftally.com. So you would go to www.schaff, which is S-C-H-O-F-F, tally, T-A-L-L-E-Y.com. And go there and take a look at some things. And there's some great research there, some great articles there. Joe makes sure they keep that up. He also keeps our Facebook page up. And again, you young folks out there, and some of you more mature folks like Facebook and use it a lot. So certainly take a look at our Facebook page. And again, you'll find some very good information there. And Joe does update that on a weekly basis with some articles and comments. So I would encourage you to take a peek at that. And then if you like it, what's it? The thumbs up, right? I guess is what you do on Facebook. So thumbs up it, and we can do that. And then we would appreciate that. So what did you think about the markets this week? Did you get a chance to follow us much or follow the markets? Well, it's Christmas early, I would say, don't you think? I mean, we're hitting highs on the Dow, on the NASDAQ, on the S&P. I think maybe investors are doing their Christmas shopping a little early, because the market certainly has been exciting, as it has been all year, but this year seems to be on track to be a very good year. So if we keep this momentum going, we'll end up the year with a pretty good number. But it has been good, and I want to continue to remind you that it has been a good year, and you know, every year is different, and the past never, you know, predicts the future, but it's just one of those things. We're enjoying the moment, as we say in the market, and this week has been, seems to be on an upward trend. I also do want to remember our veterans this week. Our Veterans Day was Monday, and we'll say thank you for your service as veterans. Many of you out there listening may be of service in the, from currently or your or past. And my dad is a veteran, served 27 years in the Army. My mother also was in the Army, believe it or not, and during the Korean War. And she was a lieutenant, and she's a nurse. So she was a nurse, and my son is still Army Reserve, been in 12 years. So I'm Army brat and still Army go, or go Army, whichever you prefer. But I do appreciate the service of our veterans, and I just want to say thank you for all you've done and your continued service for those of you who are still active. So let's start the let's start this morning. Almost said start the service this morning, but I'll be in church a little bit later. But anyway, I want to start the program this morning with a couple of comments about what I'd like to do or like to talk about over the next couple of weeks. I mentioned a wee bit of it about it last week when we were talking about leaving a legacy. And so what I'm going to try to do over the next couple of weeks is talk about leaving a legacy not only from you personally or a family legacy, but also from a community and from a career perspective. And spend some time on that. If we get time, I'll try to get through most of it today. But if not, we'll get through the rest of it then next week. And then I would like to finish up this. We'll finish up the rest of the year talking probably about some year-end gifting strategies, maybe some other tax reduction strategies, maybe. But we'll finish up with some year-end ideas and comments at that time. So this morning, I'm using material from Raymond James. And that the material is the first portion of this on legacy is called Four Ways to Create a Meaningful Family Legacy. And that's legacy planning that goes beyond finances. It can also help us live with intention. You know, we talk about legacy. Well, what does it really mean? And so we're trying to help folks to kind of formalize it, if that's the right word to use, and what kind of legacy would you like to leave behind? So family lends us lends a strong sense of identity. So it makes sense that traditional legacy planning focuses on this area of our life and the financial resources we want to leave our loved ones. However, we believe the best legacy plans focus on the here and now. And that's something to be said about that. And I'll spend a minute or two on that in just a minute. So how you have structured your life to make it clear to your family what your values are, the life lessons you have communicated to them, the traditions that live on for generation after generation, here we offer insights on how to live your legacy starting right now. And I don't know about you, but I know I have legacies that have been passed down to me from my parents and from my grandparents. If I look back and I think back now, those of you who know me know that I enjoy cooking and that I enjoy eating. And my body is built for eating, not for running, all right? So when I think back, I remember back being with my grandparents. So in the summers I would go up to, they lived in Pennsylvania on a small farm. And my grandmother would cook whatever we wanted to cook. So when I was a kid, she cooked me a hamburger for breakfast. Now, that always stuck with me. And I guess that was the beginning of my taste for cooking. But my grandmother was a great cook. My mom was a great cook. And being an Army brat, I was raised in a family where we all had to pitch in because both my parents were working. So I had the opportunity to learn to cook from my mother directly and to take care of my sister and brother. So when you think about legacies that we leave back, I think fondly of my parents and my grandparents on the legacy. Taking cooking as a simple example. That is one area that I've enjoyed. Not only have I enjoyed it, I've also carried on that tradition to my children. All three of my children cook very well, and we sort of get into a competitive situation sometimes. We take more pictures of food than we do people. But animals are right up there too, so that, I can't say that. But anyway, what I kind of digress for a minute, but those are the kind of legacies that we can leave behind, those kind of fond memories. And so let me get into this a little bit more this morning. Now, one of the things that we talk about is finding work-life balance. And that's something that all of us probably have dealt with or still deal with right now. The struggle is real. Even wildly successful people, say, for instance, Garth Brooks, have expressed regret about choosing work over spending time with their families. Brooks took a 14-year break from his music career to raise his children, telling People magazine, "I knew their sweet faces and their dispositions, but I didn't know who they were." In the book, and I quote, the top five regrets of the dying, unquote, this regret occupies the number two spot. If this resonates with you, consider ways to free up some quality time for your loved ones. Long commute? Maybe it's time to move or to try a bit of telecommunicating. Weekends spent on chores? Try hiring a house cleaner or have groceries delivered. Research shows that spending money on time-saving services predicts greater happiness because it forces people to manage their time better. Also, being mindful about how you spend your time can set an example for others. Now, if there's anything I'm guilty of, it is probably working way too much because I love what I do. And I love my wife and I love my family. But the fact is, sometimes balancing those two things can get out of whack because I'm putting more time where there than I should in with my family. So one of the things I like to do is cut the grass, right? Well, my wife's been busting my chops for years about grass cutting. Why don't I pay somebody? Well, I don't want to spend the money. But I think this is putting as much pressure on me as it maybe you is the fact is I do need to evaluate some of the things that I do that takes away from time from my family, such as cutting the grass, and maybe I should pay somebody. Okay, well, what about planning for the unexpected? Well, according to this article here, more than 40% of the U.S. adults do not have life insurance, according to a 2018 study conducted in part by the trade group LIMRA. This and other conventional estate planning concerns are part of living your legacy. Knowing your preparation sets precedent for the loved ones. An estate plan is also your opportunity to make a deliberate choice about the future, rather than settling for whatever may come. For example, you may use it as a learning tool for money management, structuring a trust that specifies exactly how an inheritance should be used, whether for retirement, education, inheritance should be used, education, or some other purpose. When you create such a plan, it allows your voice and your values to be heard. Now, Tom and I forever have been pounding the table on estate planning. You know it if you've listened to this program at any length of time. And that's we have really tried to drive that home because it does make many things easier, but especially your desires. If you intend to do something specifically for somebody, you need to put that in your document. That way there's no question, there's no argument, there's no fighting at the funeral or other things. I mean, you really need to have those documents in place. Plus, you can make a decision on if you have, you know, you may want a gift while you're alive instead of waiting till you pass. Many clients that we sit down with, especially about this time of year, will do some year-end gifting to the family. And that helps to, they get the chance to see how that impacts their children or grandchildren, whatever the case may be, while they're alive. But you can't really get a good understanding of that if you don't know where you are financially or if you're sort of happenstance planning. And again, those are the things that we do. That's what Joe and I do. We sit down with folks and help them organize their finances and help them to get a better understanding and maybe plan their investment strategies to be more effective, things like that. So again, you want to give us a call, sit down. We have a complimentary opportunity to sit down with us. It doesn't cost anything. And the phone number would be 302 800-795-9113 or 800-225-8043. And we'd be glad to sit down and review some of the things you have and help you to maybe formalize or get your ideas, your thoughts, or your intentions down on paper and then put you in the right direction to get that set up so that you can have peace about it. There's a lot to be said about having peace about those documents that are in place so that you would, if something unexpected happens, which I think it's always unexpected, not always, but most cases it's unexpected. When a good Lord calls you, he calls you. You can't back up and say, you know, Lord, let me wait another couple of days. I got to finish my paperwork. That doesn't typically happen. You'd normally have to go when he calls you. So have your paperwork in order. So I won't beat that anymore, but you know us. We've been pounding that for years on that. So we believe that best legacy plans focus on the here and now and how. How have you structured your life to make it clear to your family what your values are, right? Well, how about number three here is communicate your vision with an ethical will. All right, you say, John, what in the world's an ethical will? Well, here we go. Think of this as a family love letter, passing on your personal lessons and your visions for the family's future, either shared now or as part of your memorial. Putting together an ethical will early on helps you to live life with more intention, says Barry Baines, and he's the author of, Ethical Wills, Putting Your Values on Paper, unquote. This document can also add context to your legal will, potentially preventing conflict among heirs, which lawyers and advisors say is a growing problem. I don't know if it's a growing problem, but it certainly can be a terrible problem if you have a conflict over documentation and desires of parents. Disputes over inheritance are happening way more in the last few years than in the decades before, according to Bernard Crooks. How appropriate. An estate lawyer in New York, any attorney with the last name Crooks, you have to chuckle a little bit. All right, so, you know, you can put that like a love letter. I was at a funeral here recently for a dear client, dear friend, and she had written in her last few days a beautiful commentary, a letter of appreciation, and naming friends and family and just different. It was just a wonderful letter of expression from her after she had passed that was read at the funeral. And it was really heart-wrenching, but it was very nice for her to have done that, to taken that time to write that. So it's, again, something to think about, maybe some special thought or something you want to leave in the comment and put that in your will document so it can be read at your, wherever at the funeral or at the reading of the will. So the last thing here on this one, the fourth of the four parts of this thing here is express your feelings and values. This is another area that can trigger regret if neglected. You can do this with words such as, I love you, or I'm proud of you. Or you can do it with resources, maybe setting aside money for education in a 529 plan, or making family memories in a vacation home. Most parents say saving for college is particularly important, but a 2018 survey from Student Loan Hero reveals that 44% wish they had saved more. And that's the way you tend to do that. You don't want to live life with regrets. And saying simple things like, I love you, to your spouse or to your children or to your parents can be so important. Or, I'm proud of you. And you know, say things like that. You know, you can go overboard, but you can certainly say things periodically and to be an encouragement too, you know, especially grandchildren or your parents or even it's hard to say you can say that to your parents, but you can. You can say, I'm proud of you, or maybe to your wife or your husband, I'm proud of you. That's words that will always stay with them. And so, again, these are things that help you to live in life with intention, not regrets. and you're going to keep, it's, you know, we can help you create a living legacy that prioritizes caring for and guiding the people you love and honors what you matter, what matters most to you now and in decades to come. So again, if you would like a copy of this, now this is the first segment, and I'm going to move into the second segment in just a second, but these are the, this one is the first one. This is called A Family Legacy, Four Ways to Create a Meaningful Family Legacy. If you'd like a copy of this or a worksheet, just let me know. You can call me at 302-798-9113, and you can talk to Susan or Joe or myself, and we'll be glad to share this with you. And, or sit down with you if you'd like to come and talk to us at the office. We can set you on a point, but I got to tell you, this is the time of year we things are picking up. So if you want to get in, you need to get in pretty quick because we are running out of time. And I will probably sneak away a day or two for the holidays. So I will be wanting to celebrate with my family and leave part of my family legacy together with my folks, okay? Now, the next one I would like to ease into is this is called Six Ways to Create an Enduring Legacy Through Your Community. And making a difference can start with how you live your everyday life. Now, if you know me, I am a big advocate for our community. You should make a difference in your community. It's up to us to make a difference. It's not to the government or somebody else. You as a neighbor, you as a part of the community need to make a difference. So I'm a big advocate for that. So I'm going to go here and start this with when you think about your legacy, perhaps you hope to one day be described as a philanthropist. You don't have to be Bill Gates to earn that title, though. All those passionate about making a difference can claim this identity. If the chance to give to communities here and around the globe is what's driving you, here are some ways to incorporate that sense of purpose into your life now, while you can enjoy the afterglow of your good deeds. So here's my first suggestion. One, volunteer your time and talent. Getting involved in nonprofit organizations and events can energize your giving strategy as you see firsthand the needs of local and global community. To maximize your impact, consider using a site like, and this site is called Volunteer Match. And I don't have the link in front of me right now, but I'll try to get it maybe by next week. So you want to find a nonprofit in search of your professional skill set. You can even involve the whole family through a volunteering vacation where you and your family can spend a week in service to others via an organization like Global Volunteers. Now, there's some great organizations in our own community right here that you could involve yourself in. And just to name a few, I'm involved in Urban Promise. We have Urban Promise. You have Sunday Breakfast Mission. What was the other one? Just escaped my mind. I'll have it for you next week. But there's some great local communities here that you can get involved with. You certainly have the United Way, Salvation Army, the Boys and Girls Clubs. I mean, there's just great places for your skill set. And you may not think about that, but they have need for all kinds of folks, not just people. Oh, Habitat for Humanity. That was the other one I was thinking of. But I know some dear friends of mine that are very involved in Habitat for Humanity, just going up building. They go up and tear down stuff, put stuff back together. I know folks that I'm associated with to do more of the detailed stuff, more leadership, maybe some more actually financial stuff and those kind of things. But, you know, volunteering and getting involved with your community can make a big difference, and that can be a great way for you to leave a legacy. Number two is define your personal code. It can help to clearly spell out the values that drive your philanthropic goals. Take some time to examine how you can live by your code in ways large and small. This exercise will help you filter all the appeals for impulse giving through lens of, and I quote, is this the kind of legacy I want to help build, unquote, and avoid reactive and last-minute giving that doesn't thoughtfully further your purpose, says Daniel Borokchoff, founder of a nonprofit watchdog, Charity Watch. And he's right. You know, one of the things that I deal with many times is with clients that do a lot of charitable gifting. And as a result, I have to sometimes sit down with them and say, whoa, you're shotgunning your approach. So looks like I have been given the signal that I can't finish this, but I'll come back and finish this one next week. And so I will have to conclude our program today. So again, Jay, I appreciate your help in making this program work. And before I go, I would like to leave you with this thought here, if I may. There are three things you can do with your life. You can waste it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. The best use of your life is to invest it in something that will last longer than your time on earth. And that's by Rick Warren. So again, until we meet again, this has been John Schaff for Financing Your Future.